Indeed, that's true. He is holy, set apart. Now, here's an interesting thing. Peter, writing to the church of his day, quoting Leviticus, said this, "But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy." So even as God is set apart and separate, we are set apart from the world, and we are bonded with God. Therefore, our lives are to always reflect the Lord. Praise be His holy name. By the way, I thought it might be interesting to you. As we say, the Roman Catholics were the ones who first created sprinkling. And churches that sprung have that Roman Catholic history, many of them practice sprinkling. This Bible is the authorized English version of the Roman Catholic Church. It is an English translation of the Latin Vulgate. In Romans chapter 6, where Paul discusses immersion, here's how the Catholic Bible reads. "What then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" And on it goes and talks about then being baptized into Christ Jesus, being baptized into his death. Then here's the footnote. Then the Roman Catholic Church Bible says this. Paul alludes to the manner in which baptism was ordinarily conferred in the primitive church by immersion. The descent into the water is suggestive of the descent of the body into the grave. The ascent is suggestive of the resurrection to a new life. Paul obviously sees more than a mere symbol in the rite of baptism. As a result of it, we're incorporated into Christ's mystical body. Even the Roman Catholics say originally it was immersion, no doubt. And then God is holy, so holy. We also have to recognize that God is a God of wrath. Here are some verses that speak of God's anger and wrath. Psalm 7:11, God is a righteous judge. And a God who has indignation every day. Isaiah 30:27. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from a remote place. Burning is his anger. Dense is his smoke. His lips are filled with indignation. His tongue is like a consuming fire. Psalm 90:11. Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due you? You, even you, are to be feared. And who may stand in your presence when once you are angry? You know, there's some people just talk about God's love, but let me tell you, yes, but he also has anger. But here's the beautiful thing. Even though he is a God of wrath, he is a God who is slow to anger. Psalm 86:15, Thou, O Lord, art a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. The Bible talks about God who patiently waited in the days of Noah, giving the church time to, or rather the world time to repent, and it didn't. And then came the flood. Now, there are times when God immediately unleashes his anger, as he did with Nadab and Abihu because he wanted to make a point. But aren't we thankful that he is slow to vent his anger and brings into our lives certain things to cause us to take a look at ourselves and give us a chance to change and to begin to live holy lives that manifest him. Even though he's a God of wrath, he is a God who is slow, slow to vent his anger. But the thing that gives us perhaps tremendous joy is this: God is a God of love. Anybody who knows any scripture at all knows John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me tell you, here's how the Greek literally reads. God expressed his love to the world in this manner. He gave his Son. Think about that, parents. Can you imagine picking one of your children out and putting that child through the horrible things that Jesus endured for the benefit of somebody else? I can't. But God expressed his love toward us. How great is love? He expressed his love toward us by giving his only begotten Son. Oh, what love. Romans 5:5. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given us. Romans 5:8. God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, rejoice. Be made complete. Be comforted. Be like-minded. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Forgive my tears. I can't help it. But God is a God of love. And he has provided the means whereby we may be delivered from his wrath. And that is through the incomparable sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those of us who believe in Jesus, who have stood before witnesses and declared he is our Lord and our Savior, with repentant hearts have been immersed into the name, and that's what the Greek there, Matthew 28, it's epithaneo, which is into, speaking of relationship, into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will never experience the wrath of God, but we will know the unending joy of the fruits of his love as we spend eternity with him and with one another. My brother and my sister, someday we will walk the streets of heaven together. Can you imagine that? When our children are little, we teach them to think, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And then after we grow older and begin to grasp the broadness of what that means, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The love of God, how great and pure, how gracious and song, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. If we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky of parchment made, were every man on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Are we glad He is a God of love? Amen.
Thank you, Jim. Join me in prayer. Father, the question of who you are is so important. I pray that we would be informed by your Spirit, that we would begin to see you more clearly, that we would begin to understand you more, and that we would continue to believe the truth that we know, so that no matter what our circumstances, no matter what our feelings, no matter what others would do or say, I pray that we would always know you for who you are. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all that you have done. And we pray that we would be bursting, overflowing with thanksgiving for who you are, wherever we go and whoever we meet, that you would shine through us into this dark world. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. We are dismissed.